We are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the southeast U.S. of A. I'm talking about Huntsville over to Chattanooga, Tuscaloosa, over to Gadsden, big old patches of Georgia and Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. We got the text lines are open. You want to text it or call it, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Mark from Tony thinks I should run for office again. Thank you, Mark. I'm going to say thank you very much.
I was going to say, anytime you say governor of Alabama, there's going to be at least one ruffian that wants you to run.
I'm honored. And by the way, I think I'm where I need to be right now.
Thank you very much. I wouldn't want that job.
That job eats people.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So here's the deal, especially for all you new folks in Chattanooga. Every once in a while when I'm getting the show ready early in the morning, resourcing so you don't have to go out and search it out for yourself, I find myself going, look at the wokeness. Holy cow, how much wokeness. I mean, look at all the piles of wokeness. And then I realize what I've got is a vast cornucopia. A plethora, if you will, a charcuterie, a buffet of wokeness. That means it's time for another round of adventures in woke world.
Adventures in woke world.
Yeah. All right, so here's one for you. I mean, some of these, by the way, some of these just are designed to, you know, just to poke fun. They'll make you laugh. They'll make you roll your eyes. Some will make you want to throw your radio across the room. Just saying. Here's one that I look at and think, okay, they finally read the tea leaves. They saw what was up. But I did not know this was happening. So Dateline last Friday, military.com. By the way, if you're out there, if you're a veteran, if you're a military member, if you're someone who's just a fan of the military, understand this. Military.com is not a conservative, agenda-driven news site. I feel like they always find the leftist way of saying things. Anyway, military.com has a story headline, Woman Drops Transgender Healthcare Case Against the U.S. Military. What? Yes. So the U.S. So here's the bottom line. There's a woman who is unnamed, apparently, for some reason. I don't know why she's unnamed, because usually adults have to disclose themselves. But this woman sued the Department of Defense in the District Court of Portland. Does it not say whether it was Portland, Maine? In late 2022, she was denied coverage for her gender dysphoria. She alleged that the program ruled against her sex gender changes was in some way discriminatory because it only applied to transgenders. Well, I got news. People who don't call themselves transgender don't need sex change therapies. Just saying. I thought that was obvious. But anyway, what's crazy is she and one other female, I assume they're females, I don't know. It's military.com. It could be a dude, and they're referring to her as a female hit. Anyway, this person was joined by another person, and they sued TRICARE. They want TRICARE insurance to pay for their sex change operations. The judge originally ruled that indeed TRICARE had violated their constitutional rights. Holy crap. If that's not appealable, I don't know what is. So here's what happened. The judge did not enter a final order. As an attorney, I can just tell you, you can't appeal until the judge actually declares it to be the final order. The judge entered a tacit order and then declared that she wanted the parties to go discuss possible relief. In other words, settle the case. Don't make me do it, because I guarantee you the judge knew it was going to be appealed. So she was hoping they would settle it and be done. Well, settlement talks derailed when the House of Representatives said, oh, we're getting involved in this case. I've never seen this happen before, where the House of Representatives decides to jump into a lawsuit. Good for them. They chose to jump into it, and immediately the tone and the tenor of things changed, and the plaintiffs dropped their lawsuit. Can I have some applause for that? That may be a hallelujah. I don't know yet, but thank you. Thank you very much. It's good news in woke world. Thank you. Here's another one for you, though. Would you think, let me ask you a question, JP. Give me your honest opinion on this.
Mm-hmm.
Should someone who's going to be a teacher be required to read and write at a basic level?
I would think so. It might be controversial, but I think so. If you're going to teach someone
else,
if you're going to teach somebody else how to read and write, you probably should be able to yourself.
Well, not New Jersey. New Jersey, Governor Phil Murphy signed into law in June of this year, this past year, actually, a new bill that requires that basic reading, writing, and mathematics tests cannot be applied when people are looking for their certificate of eligibility to be a teacher in the state of New Jersey. Pray tell, why would you think that would be, JP? What would the reasoning be given for this?
Something about how there's a certain group of teachers that aren't enough teachers of a certain type of person. Let me just.
Are you saying diversity is not being met because they require people to know how to read, write, and do math?
I think so. That's probably the reasoning.
You nailed it. So, the law states that, quote, the State Board of Education shall not require a candidate seeking a certificate of eligibility to complete a Commissioner of Education approved test of basic reading, writing, and mathematics. And even including the Praxis core academic skills test and some others. This is unbelievable. So as we try to get school choice launched in like Tennessee and Alabama, as we try to improve the education system and do a better job than what we've got right now, in New Jersey they're saying, well, it's a barrier for recruiting if we require them to prove like they can like read and do math and things.
Well, this is another example of it's kind of stereotypical for them to assume that whoever they want as teachers can't read and write. So, yeah. You know,
this is that's like jackassery and cacistocracy all rolled into one. So, OK, real quick one, because I know everybody wants to know about the lab grown meat. I'm getting there. The lab grown meat. It's a big deal. There's a famous, so Adventures of Woke World. We look at wokeness. Well, here's a wokeness for you. A famous Minnesota marathon. Apparently, this is a generational marathon. It's been around for a while. It's now offering hundreds of discounted tickets to athletes. Oh, that's great. Not going to cost you as much. But you have to be gay. So the Grandma's Marathon is what they call it in Duluth, Minnesota, is offering 500 discounted tickets to communities of color, athletes with disabilities, non-binary athletes, and LGBTQIA plus athletes. I thought that non-binary was in the LTG. Are they kicked out now? Were they kicked out of the club?
I don't even think they know what's in their club.
But they know they can run a marathon. Just saying.
How are disabled athletes going to run a marathon?
Well, they usually have the group with the wheelchair runners and that kind of thing. There's going to be people that have a special need or some kind of handicap, disabilities, that still run them or compete in them in different categories. But in this case, I don't even, so communities of, basically, if you're a cis white male, you're out of luck. You're paying the full price. Everybody else gets in for a discount. That is the epitome of woke world right there. And I have to look at this and go, I'm not sure they can read the room, but then this is the home of Tim Walz.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is par for the course for a state that Tim Walz is running.
It is.
The one that had tampons in boys' bathrooms.
Yes. Yes, there was that. So that it does make sense then that the non-binaries get discounted tickets. What does non-binary mean, by the way?
You're neither male nor female.
That's okay.
You're a they.
When you go to relieve yourself, how does it work? That decides. It's not your notions. That's what decides. All right. And yes, those of you in Chattanooga, it's like this all the time on this show. Here's one for you real quick. Axios says that by getting away from fact checkers that we are doing away with the ability to control the narrative now. The press is not going to be able to control the narrative. Axios. Phil, did you go to Axios? I did. Actually, I went to Red State. Red State talking about Axios. So yeah, you got a situation right now where like Zuckerberg come out recently and says he's doing away with fact checkers, that media is recognizing that the handwriting on the wall is get away from controlling the narrative. Axios does not get that. Axios is like, wait a minute, we can't control the narrative? How do we function? We have to objectively tell the news? Well, that's what you're supposed to be able to do when you're a news interest. Okay, I'm getting down. Here's a story. JP, lab-grown meat. Yeah. So lab-grown meat. I hate even saying that. This is how the zombie apocalypse starts, by the way.
one of the lab-grown meats starts to grow into a zombie.
Yes, and next thing you know, it sweeps across, you know, the world and like, you know, just raging through people's bodies as people eat lab-grown meat. Next thing you know, they're eating each other. That's just the way this works, so I feel certain. I could write a novel on that. It all started with Patient Zero who ate lab-grown meat. So I got two pieces here. One is from a source called Heatmap, and the other one's called the CBS 12, which is a local news out of Florida. CBS 12, Dateline November 20th, so we're just pretty recent, talks about Thanksgiving. It says many of the tables will include guests who choose not to eat anything that requires killing a living creature. Therefore, we have now lab-grown meat. So here's a thought. If you don't like meat, why do you keep making fake meat?
Yeah, why do you want to taste meat, but yeah, you don't like meat?
I need bacon. Can you make some plant bacon? That's not bacon. But I want a ham sandwich, but I don't want it like real ham. I want some fake vegetarian ham. No, it doesn't work like that.
Then you don't want ham?
Yeah. Well, in Florida, just so you know, they have banned it officially. So we are officially looking at the full-on ban of lab-grown meat now in Florida, and I am so glad. Here, like, for instance, this article talks about, and this is where I have a problem. Well, okay, I have a lot of problems with this. But they discuss it as if it's, they call it meat without murder. Where did they think this comes from? This is like from time immemorial. This is the way that people sustain themselves. CBS News, though, sent their I-team from CBS 12. They went on down there to a local lab-grown meat place. It's a real poultry, and it's lab-grown in California. And the scientists, here we go, extract cells from a chicken and then grow a fillet of raw chicken meat through a process they call cultivation.
Well, if they're extracting cells from chicken, isn't that harming the chicken?
You know, maybe the chicken volunteered them.
Oh, okay.
All I know is I just picture this Petri dish with this flappy, kind of pasty, kind of slimy thing that grows. And by the way, some of this, they say, has got a perpetual growth capability.
Like cancer?
Like cancer. And you wonder, okay, when I eat the thing, does it stop? Or have I just cultivated it further inside of me? I'm telling you, it's a zombie apocalypse. This is the way it goes. By the way, in the UK, in Great Britain, they approved lab-grown meat in restaurants.
That sounds about right.
It does. So I'm officially a vegetarian. My fish and chips, my fish and chips when I go to England are going to be like not on the table.
Yep. Don't trust any meat in England.
So lab-grown meat. But just so you know, RFK Jr. is against it. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Make America healthy again. Story here from Heatmap. The first Trump administration sort of dabbled in it. And what we understand is that Elon Musk's brother actually owns a stake in one of the companies that grows lab-grown meat. But RFK Jr. could control the fate of what they like to glowingly refer to as cultivated meat. Yeah. As he's being nominated for the health secretary, he suggested it's unsafe, it's unnatural. Got that right. It's a corporate science experiment designed to enrich techno-billionaires. And this talks about the fact that this is a really, really bad idea.
You think?
This, yeah. It's also kind of gross.
You tell me that lab-grown meat's not healthy for you? That's interesting.
Who looks at this and goes, man, that's tasty?
Yeah, it's...
Did you go down to the butcher and get you a couple of T-bones that were grown in a Petri dish? I mean, I don't get how this works.
I don't either. I don't want to know.
I don't want to know either. So anyway, there you have it. A little bit of adventures in woke world as we wind up day one in Chattanooga, day I don't know how many in Alabama. But you guys, listen, we're taking a break right now. We'll come right back. Got a few text messages to clean up. Text it or call it 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.